WMFO in Medford. Well, it is not working. Anyway, good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise...
Oh,
That is the latest material from Logan Prescott here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning, beautiful morning here in the Boston area. Logan Prescott, he's an indie new pop multi-instrumentalist from Dallas, Texas. He says he's been influenced by the likes of the Beatles, John Mayer, and Coldplay. You can hear that kind of in that sound he's got there with his new standalone single, WLN. And it just came out August 16th. Changing musical direction with a tune from Michael Paradise. Michael Paradise, I like that name, is an indie soul pop singer-songwriter that currently is based in Toronto, Canada. He started releasing music under that moniker in 2018 with two standalone singles. For 2019, he's teamed up with another Toronto artist, Silo Nasra, to release the second single of this year, Royal, in its anticipation of his forthcoming EP. The track just dropped August 8th, and I'm assuming the EP will be out this fall. New music from Michael Paradise here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Could it be another time with everything on our minds. But all I really want to do, to lie in the sun with you. Yeah, all I really want to do, to lie in the sun with you. It could feel so good. What we need is a second of symmetry. Could I ask for something more than what we had before? But all I really want to do,
the latest material from Byrony Jarman Pinto here on Freeform Radio from Tulsa University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Byrony Jarman Pinto, wonderfully talented jazz R&B soul artist from the rural region of Cumbria, England. She has since relocated to London. She's just released on July 26th her full-length record label debut album, Cage and Avery. She's already getting a huge amount of press praising her work from her homeland, and I was quite taken with the record as well. I've downloaded 3 songs off the disc already, and I'll definitely be doing a double down in the coming weeks. The song I picked to share with you there this morning was Sunkissed.
One theft every 6.5 minutes. 156 thefts every day. Here's a shout out to the more than 57,000 drivers who admittedly made it easy for the thieves last year. 57,000 who left the keys in their vehicle and had it stolen. Lock it before you leave it. Don't make it easy for the thief. If you know something about vehicle theft or insurance fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message. from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Next up is a new one from Lisa Prank. Lisa Prank is really just a stage name for Robin Edwards. She's a post-punk alt rocker currently based in Seattle, Washington. She keeps the instrumentation to a minimum, guitar and drum machine, but it never feels minimalist. I first found her in 2016 with the release of her second album, Adult Teen. She's preparing to release her third studio album, Perfect Love Song, on October 4th. The tune I have for you right now is the album's pre-release single. This is called Rodeo. New music from Lisa Prank here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. By the radio. We have today's lineage with the Hold Steady right after the latest here from Sleater-Kinney.
I know.
music from Sleater-Kinney here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and my goodness, Sleater-Kinney. They've been around since 1994. They are just amazing. Carrie Brownstone, who fronts Sleater-Kinney, is also known for her role in the hit show Portlandia. Clearly, she is a wickedly talented individual. It's been 4 years since the release of the last studio album from Sleater-Kinney. The new album is titled The Center Won't Hold. Just hit the stores on August 16th. I played Hurry On Home back in June as the pre-release single, but with the release of the full album, I thought I'd play another cut from the disc. The tune was Can I Go On? They have a tour scheduled, and they are starting it in late August, about 2 weeks from now, and they start in September, and they have a stop here in Boston at the House of Blues on the 29th of October. Looking forward to that. All right, it's time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. This is the part of the show when I feature a new tune from an artist, then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is The Hold Steady. The Hold Steady is a modern rock six-member strong group fronted by Craig Finn. They released their debut album Almost Killed Me in 2004, but it wasn't until 2006 when they released a third effort, Boys and Girls in America, that they really got noticed and started gaining traction. Well, here we are 15 years on and seven albums later. They put out their first album since 2014. The new disc is Thrashing Through the Passion. It officially dropped on August 16th. They're already out on tour, and they have four dates here in the Boston area. They play four consecutive nights at the Sinclair from September 12th to the 15th. The song I picked to share with you for this feature is Entitlement Crew. So this is The Hold Steady. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Centerpiece, thanks for understanding. Saw salesman heart branding Campari commissions. I was sitting in the kitchen trying to guess where she was living now. Hotel room in Houston with the shades against the sunshine. Or maybe still in Scranton like it's 1999. When I saw rolling through with the Entitlement Crew, I wasn't all that into it, but there was nothing I could do about it. Here's the church, here's the steeple. I like the party favors, but I hate the party people. Got distracted by the chorus when the kids all sang along. Book to the rogue set, I always really liked that song. You like that song too, I know that you do. I saw your mouth and all the words when you didn't know I was watching you. Everything is brittle and it's breaking apart. Your sister's in Seattle and she's sleeping with the sharks.
Of the inside.
say goodbye to you. Give my best to the entitlement crew.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Gotta wait for that to settle down. TK here with you. There we go. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was The Hold Steady, was Stuck Between Station, and it was released in 2006 on the Boys and Girls in America album. Hey, if you want to discover more new music with me, join me at my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. It's the same thing we do here. Sans the new release show, so if you want to discover your new favorite song with me, join me Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week is from The Temper Trap. The album that has been re-released is Conditions, which originally came out in 2009. So Conditions, it was the debut album by this Melbourne, Australia indie rock four-piece. They've actually since relocated to London. The album did very well for them in the UK, Ireland, and Australia, of course, and it reached 25, 18, and 9 on the charts, respectively. The hit song off the album, Sweet Disposition, also ended up in the movie soundtrack, 500 Days of Summer, which doesn't hurt. The Conditions album was on the hits, or has hits on it, like Lost Love, Fader, and of course the song I just mentioned, Sweet Disposition, which is what you're going to hear now. So this is The Temper Trap with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
It cool. Measuring tapes for art, suddenly aware of shipping.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That was such an abrupt end. I don't think I was entirely ready for that. We finished up there. Well, let's see. It's, yes, the latest two songs set there was a tune from Joseph. And Joseph is a folk pop trio of sisters from the Pacific Northwest. They're getting ready to release their sophomore effort, Good Luck Kid, on September 13th. They are on ATO Records, and I think it's really going to be really good to help them. They have a clean, tight sound and highly accessible lyrics. The song I played for you there is the title cut, by the way. Joseph does have a stop here in Boston. They're playing with Deep Sea Diver at Paradise Rock Club on September 27th. Really like that song a lot. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Friendly Fires. Friendly Fires are an English indie rock band from St. Albans, Hertfordshire, England. They're currently signed to XL Records. And they their self-titled debut album was released on September 1st in 2008. It was announced that one of the short... Then at that time, they were announced as one of the shortlisted 12 of the 2009 Mercury Prize, which is very impressive for a band just coming out. When I first found them as well, I was rather a light music production for them with only three albums released since 2008. The latest is Inflorescent, which came out on August 16th. I actually played Silhouettes, the first single off the disc, back in July, and of course with the release of the full album, I thought I'd air another cut. This one is Can't Wait Forever. New music from Friendly Fires here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh!
Brand new stuff from Crooked Colors here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University, and also available online at WMFO.org. Crooked Colors, with a U in the word colors, is an electronic focused trio from Perth, Australia. These guys are doing quite well for themselves, and with the release of their latest album, Langada, they are not only doing a grand tour of their home continent, they are also crossing the seas to several stops here in the U.S., which includes Great Scott in Alston on September 11th. It would be a great venue to catch them live. And by the way, that song was called Do You Like It? Keeping the music going here with something new from Brittany Howard. Brittany Howard is the lead singer for the band The Alabama Shakes. She made the brave decision to try her hand at a solo project. The album is titled Jamie, and it is scheduled for release on September 20th. I played the first pre-release single, Stay High, back in July, and I was able to get my hands on another cut. This one is He Loves Me. I love this woman. New music from Brittany Howard here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
But we Christians are not ever intentionally miss church.
WMFO, let me slip in one more from a tune from Field Mouse. Field Mouse is a band from Brooklyn, New York, and they play styles of shoegaze, indie, and power pop. They've just launched a new album, Meaning, on August 16th. This is Black Hole Sun. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 music you might otherwise miss.